From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes have bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasakah for the second straight day. The airstrikes mark the first time since the start of the country's civil war that Syrian government planes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. They also appear to mark a break between Syrian government troops and Kurdish forces that had been working loosely together against the Islamic State group. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that over 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. Syrian planes struck Hasakah on Thursday as well. In response, the U.S. scrambled aircraft to protect coalition forces. The Pentagon contacted the Russian government as well, which has been carrying out airstrikes in Syria in support of the Assad government. Meanwhile, the head of the UN's children organization, UNICEF, says thousands of Syrian children are in danger of contracting diseases as the taps have gone dry in some parts of the city of Aleppo. Christoph Bulirak added that the ongoing fighting has prevented technicians from fixing severely damaged water and electricity systems.
At least 100,000 children living in the eastern parts of the city are facing danger of outbreaks of waterborne disease.
Bulirak reminded journalists that millions of Syrian children under the age of 5 know nothing but war. He said hundreds of thousands were born as refugees in neighboring countries. The UN has proposed a 48-hour ceasefire in the city to allow for humanitarian relief. This is VOA News.